In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Saturday, the 22nd of June, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. I read from the Gospel. No one can be the slave of two masters. He will either hate the first and love the second, or be attached to the first and despise the second. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. That is why I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and what you are to wear. Surely, life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, however much you worry, add one single cubit to your span of life? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his royal robes was clothed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the wild flowers growing in the field, which are there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, you who have so little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What are we to wear? It is the Gentiles who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on his kingdom first, and on God's saving justice, and all these other things will be given you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. No place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed.
Do not worry. Trust God. Do not worry. Trust God. Dearly beloved, To be worried is a state of mind, a state of being troubled, characterized by distress, anxiety, disturbance, unease, and discontentment. When one worries, one thinks quite a lot. And when in thoughts, the brain works quite often and later gets tired. The worst fatigue is brain fatigue. Brain fatigue can lead to brain tumor. Psychologists and doctors advise that we worry less. In fact, many a disease, even deadly diseases, do not kill as much as worry does. Many patients die not because of what they were sick of, but because they worried about what they were sick of. The battle is always in the brain. Some are worried sick and worry themselves to despair and death. No amount of worry solves a problem. Rather, take action. To worry is to sit and brood over what troubles you. If you are hungry and you sit worrying about your hunger, I tell you, you never get fed. Worry puts no food on your table. Rather, get up and act. Look for what to do to end your hunger. Everyone has something to worry about, but the difference is while others worry and worry and worry, some immediately plunge themselves into action. I met a group of students, so worried sick, caught up by tension as to how the exam would look like, and they kept asking one another what sort of questions the teacher would ask and from what section of the lessons he would ask. That was stupid and a sheer waste of time. Much time that they would have used for their own good. Neither did it help all the worry. They would rather have used that time to study, read all the material, and be prepared for whatever section from which the teacher would choose to ask his questions. Worry never solves a problem, but action does. Worry kills because worry breeds stress, and stress is a killer disease. Worry only makes a problem double. Today, Jesus invites us not to worry. But it seems a daunting task not to worry. For there are many things about which we worry, even if we try not to worry or pretend they do not affect us or worry us, yet they do. Jesus is not saying we should run away from our preoccupations or pretend they do not exist. No, that is a wrong approach either. The point is getting the right attitude and disposition towards those problems. And I tell you, worry is definitely the worst of approaches or attitudes. The fun is, it never solves any problem. Rather, it only compounds it. Worry is adding salt to injury, fuel to an already burning flame of fire. Today, therefore, we should be worryless people. How? What does that mean? At the back of every worry is that thought or feeling that it all depends on us. Worry therefore breeds fear and anxiety, a certain nervousness, especially when we see our inadequacy or limitedness. We must have a positive mind frame. No, you are not alone, beloved. God is always with us, and while we do our human possible best, always, always, always trust God's divine providence too. That is the providence that caters for the birds and flowers. So no worries. God's providence provides and keeps us. So then, trust God. Second, no need to worry because some worries are solvable. So rather than worry, you had rather start brainstorming on what to do. That time you use worrying is enough time to take action. And if there is a way out and a solution, then you have no need to worry. Look at possible solutions. Focus on the things you have the power to change. Get to action rather than worry. If it is an unsolvable problem, you still have no need to worry. accept it, brave it, and go on, because no worry will solve it if it is unsolvable. If there are circumstances and realities beyond your control, then they are beyond you. No need to worry. Again, here, turn to God's providence. So we really have no need to worry. Another thing we discover is, most of our times, our worries are always about the future. We worry about tomorrow. We worry about things to come in 10 years. Jesus wants us to focus on the present. Do not worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough problems of its own. Therefore, rather than spend time worrying about a tomorrow or a future that might not even come, spend your time and focus on today. That is what we say when we pray to our Father. Give us this day our daily bread, not tomorrow, because tomorrow we are not too sure we might meet it. This day, focus on this day. Get to action for the things you can provide answers to, and for others, trust God's providence. God's good people, do not worry. Work, pray, and trust God, and everything will come into place. Because even when we are weak, even when we fall short, God's providence keeps us going. Amen. You have been listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Until next week, hopefully, stay blessed. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.